Hi, everyone. I'm Christy.
And I'm Danny. And you are listening to Chewing the Fat, all things agriculture for the general public.
So, Danny, I have a little joke for you.
Okay.
Why did the turkey cross the road?
Oh, my gosh. Christy, you're really starting our podcast with a why did the chicken cross the road joke?
Oh my gosh, yeah. I mean, it's pretty appropriate because we're going to talk about chicken farming today.
All right, all right.
And it was to prove he wasn't a chicken.
Oh, at least there was a happy ending. So we really want to share about raising chickens commercially for egg production. And to get the egg rolling, here's the amount of chicken and chicken products we as Americans eat and produce annually.
Okay, so the chicken farmers in the United States produce 50 billion eggs each year. And these eggs are produced by chickens that we call layers.
And that big number adds up to be 155 eggs for each person in the U.S. per year.
That's a lot of eggs.
Yeah, definitely.
But we also produce 8 billion chickens each year.
And out of those 8 billion chickens produced, on average, we, the people in the United States, eat 53 pounds of chicken each year per person.
So get this, everyone. We in the United States now eat more chicken than beef. I guess now it's chicken. That's what's for dinner. And I hope my beef producers out there caught that one. But in a word, commercial poultry farming is very necessary to meet the demands of animal nutrition, not only in the United States, but in the world. And commercial farming of poultry gives us a sustainable, efficient, and low-costing product for us, the consumers.
Not to mention a food that is a great source of low-fat protein and nutrients. Christy, isn't that egg-tastic?
That is so egg-tastic.
Definitely.
And I love eggs. I prefer mine over easy on a piece of toast.
Oh, man. You know, I'm more of a scrambled kind of girl. Yeah. So, chicken farmers can control the entire environment of the chickens' barns to ensure continuous production throughout the year. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. There are a lot of things the farmer has to consider to ensure optimum production from their chickens. With chickens, just like with all other livestock species that we produce here in America, we make sure our animals are comfortable. And a lot of this includes eliminating stress. To do that, we provide a clean, well-ventilated barn or area and make sure they are in a comfortable temperature environment.
And also, we mentioned layers, which are hens that lay eggs for human consumption. So let's imagine this on where and how these layers are raised in a commercial setting. So picture this. They are kept in long, tall barns with cages lined up and down the walls. And the layers are either running around on the floor of the barn, or they can walk up slanted platforms to the cages. And in those cages, they can eat, sleep, or perch to lay an egg. And they can also leave at any time. So these cages are kept up off the ground because by chicken instinct, they want to roost or go to bed in the highest point available and be gathered in a group for protection and warmth while they sleep. So this is the same concept, like, as to why birds build their nests in trees, is because they're off the ground away from most of their predators, and so they're safer. But so this is something the farmer noticed and understood, and then he designed something like that for the comfort of the chicken.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I never really knew that chickens had that sort of instinct to get up into a high place like that.
Yep.
And so a cool tip for any of our listeners out there who maybe you're deciding to raise some chickens in your backyard and you need to create a roosting pad. And also, if you decide to have a lot of chickens and need multiple roosts, you need to make sure that if you create multiple roosts, that you keep them all at the same level. Because if you do decide to have one higher, chickens are going to fight to get to that highest spot. And if you end up not having them at the same level, you're probably going to end up with no eggs and then eventually no chickens.
Yeah. So also with layers, they actually lay more eggs in warmer months because they have longer days. And modern chicken barns are kept with a constant temperature between 60 and 75 degrees Fahrenheit.
And Danny, you know, like, chickens are pretty hardy creatures.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and so the cold doesn't actually bother them as much as the warmer temps do. And if given enough water and food, chickens will actually continue producing eggs in the colder temps. But as soon as it gets too hot, they'll just stop their egg production altogether. So the high end of that 75 degree temperature range is really important as a chicken farmer to keep an eye on that.
Yeah, for sure. So once a chicken starts laying eggs, they need about 14 hours of light to continue laying. So commonly, chickens would produce eggs in colder winter months, but with the lack of light, their egg production slows down or it stops altogether. And the barns can provide artificial light to make up for the lack of daylight. So they don't produce as many eggs when there's shorter days because they feel like they don't have enough time. There's not enough hours in the day for their body to complete, I guess, the egg cycle. And so they just don't do it at all.
And so how many eggs are they producing? What is their range?
So they make one egg every 23 hours. There's like 23 hours it's making an egg and then an hour to like reset itself and then it starts over.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I mean, gives a whole new meaning to the crack of dawn, right? But so because of the care and the advancements of the chicken community and agriculture in general, the amount of eggs produced by a layer each year has dramatically increased. So in 1960, one layer could produce 160 eggs a year. But then in 2015, just last year, one layer could produce 325 eggs a year. So that's more than doubling your production. Like, that's amazing.
Yeah, and I really enjoy looking at the different statistics like that because it's a common trend in all the livestock production in the United States. We have consistently and increased our production, making a more efficient and sustainable product each year.
Yeah, and that makes it cheaper too because there's more.
All right, so I hope all of this information about layers was pretty interesting for you all and that you guys kind of take something away from it. But there's this new thing that we kind of want to end our podcast with. And a friend of mine named Max.
Shout out to Max.
Requested that our podcast give tips on how the general public can grow food and livestock, maybe in their own backyard or on their own hobby farm. And so obviously today we're going to talk about some tips about chickens. And Max gave us some good questions to answer. So let's get you the information. First, are there any restrictions or regulations on chickens in Logan? And for chickens, there are not. You are allowed to have chickens in Logan, but however, you are not allowed to have roosters. And then the main thing also just to remember is to keep the noise down with your chickens. But the cool thing, and something that maybe a lot of people don't know, is that you do not need a rooster to get the eggs from your hens. Hens don't need a rooster in order to lay eggs because without a rooster, the eggs are infertile. So they won't develop into young chicks. But of course, if you're interested in getting your chickens bred, then you will need a rooster eventually. But besides that, if you're not looking to bred your chickens, then you won't need a rooster. But there's also a lot of benefits to having a rooster on the farm.
Yeah, definitely. So some of those benefits are A good rooster is great protection for the hens, even going so far as to put himself between any predator and the hens. And if they're free-ranging, a good rooster will not only lead the hens to tasty nuggets to eat, he'll allow them to eat first and offer them bugs he's caught with his beak.
That's quite the gentleman.
Right? The chicks dig it, man. So, then there's the whole fertilized egg thing. Making it handy if you ever want to try your hand at incubating without having to buy fertilized eggs. But there's also some disadvantages, which include the fact that roosters develop spurs that can injure someone if he decides that that person is a threat to his flock, or if he just turns out plain mean. And the rooster may decide to challenge you for a top spot in the pecking order. And so there's also some people that simply can't handle the mating ritual that goes on between a hen and a rooster because it's not pretty, and a hen can lose feathers over it or be injured.
And you guys are all probably wondering, how do I even get a chicken? And actually, our local feed stores around Logan often offer a variety of day-old chicks, usually between February to June. And Danny, do you know a couple of the places around town?
Yeah, so a couple of places around town. There is an IFA in North Logan, and then there's also a Cal Ranch in the Cache Valley Mall. And they both have chicks from, like Chrissy said, from about February to June, and the feed that you would need for them and all the equipment and the lights and the bedding. So,
yeah, so definitely buy your chicks local if you can. And also, you can order chicks online. So if you go to Metzer Farms, it's a family-owned hatchery, and they sell chicks all over the United States. And then another company that does that is Purina, and then they're also a feed company, so you can probably get all the equipment and feed that you need to take care of those baby chicks.
Mm-hmm. So have you ever heard of mail order brides, Christy?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, well, how about mail order chicks? Because it's a thing.
Yeah, so you can get your chicks mailed to you from Metzer or Purina, however you...
Be sure to get you a clutch or so. So.
And then another question that Max had was, how much of a return can I get, or is it worth raising chickens, or should I just go ahead and buy my eggs from the store? And to be honest, the numbers rarely crack or crunch. But overall, it's a good experience to have your own chickens, grow your own food, and it's definitely worth it. But if you're going to compare the price, you're definitely not going to compete with the $1 to $2 eggs that you're going to find at Walmart. It's probably better to compare against a natural... maybe a natural egg that's going to cost between $3 to $4. And then when you actually add up the cost of the chicks, the bedding, the lamps, the electricity, the equipment, the feed, and then more feed and more feed, it's really good to break even, but it's not as common as it sounds. But
there are some benefits to raising chickens, which is our conclusion, you could say. So the first thing is they're really easy and just inexpensive to maintain. So
pick a chicken over a cat.
Yeah, definitely. So it'd be really easy. You can let them out during the day and they can just run around your yard, and when your kids get home from school, they can just go out and feed them and water them and gather eggs. And it teaches them a really good sense of responsibility and where their food comes from, so it's helping them get better involved with agriculture, which is really important for our country. And also, while your chickens are running around on your lawn, they are a great source of chemical-free bug and weed control. They'll just pick up every single bug that they see and take care of your weeds completely. And while they're doing all that, they are also manufacturing the world's best fertilizer. If you
get what we're laying down, you know, you can put that on your garden, you can put that on your grass, wherever you need
that. If there's enough, you can sell. I know my dad, we have neighbors that get chicken fertilizer, and Yeah, it stinks, but it works. So, and the last thing is the eggs you'd be getting are fresh, great tasting, and nutritious, which is really important if you're worried about what eggs that are like in the stores, what those chickens were being fed. And so you would have complete control of that, because you would completely be choosing what they're being fed. And there's a lot of like different things that can happen. So have you ever had a double yolked egg?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like Christmas.
It really is. Happens. Be sure to take a picture when it's in the pan, because so a double yolked egg means that there's two yolks in like one egg instead of just one, and it's pretty neat. So,
oh, another thing to remember is whether you got white eggs, brown eggs, blue eggs, green eggs,
speckled eggs, big eggs, small eggs, double yolked eggs. They're it doesn't matter.
All the same nutritional value. So just be happy you got an egg and keep eating eggs.
Yeah.
They're good for you.
Yeah. And so I guess the last fun fact is that chickens are the closest known relatives to dinosaurs. So, I mean, if you have chickens, you can have your own little Jurassic Park in your backyard.
Rock on. That's awesome.
Definitely.
All right. So we hope you enjoyed this and learned a lot about chickens. And if you want to raise chickens in your backyard, hopefully we helped you out with that too.
Yeah. Thanks for chewing the fat with us. And I have just one more egg pun.
I don't think we need to do any more. Okay. Just please. Go ahead.
So
go ahead.
We will hatch you later.
All right, that was funny, and we'll definitely end on that.
All right.
Join us next time.
I cracked myself up.
Oh, my goodness. Join us next time. We're going to talk about something so sweet.
Oh, sticky sweet.
So thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.